Welcome to KGFX Beyond the Mic. I'm News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. South Dakota Department of Public Safety Secretary Craig Price has been selected to serve as a commissioner on the Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice. Price says the group will do a system-wide, comprehensive review of the nation's criminal justice system. They'll develop a strategic plan to include recommendations for moving forward and to provide guidance to federal, state, local, and tribal governments.
Attorney General Barr and his team have reached out and put together a group of people that are from all across the country from a variety of areas in the criminal justice system, to include U.S. attorneys, Attorney General of Florida, law enforcement officers, to include chiefs of police, state agency leaders, sheriffs, some leaders from federal agencies. And really what that group is going to be doing is they're going to be looking at primarily 15 different areas in law enforcement and justice system, and see what recommendations can be made to improve in those areas. Some of those areas to include business and community development, criminal justice system, data and reporting, grant programs, homeland security, juvenile delinquency and youth crime, law enforcement recruiting and training, police officer health, respect for law enforcement, rural and tribal law enforcement, social problems that impact public safety, technology, victim services, and reentry programs. And many of these things are areas that we always want to look towards improving ourselves upon and getting better. And since these commissions aren't put together all that often, the last one being roughly 50 years ago, it's a real great opportunity, unique opportunity for us to get our heads around the table, solicit input from all across the country in a lot of different areas, and hopefully come with some good results at the end of it that folks can act upon and continue to improve our services all across the country for really generations to come. And that's one of the things that we were talked about is with yesterday when we were out in Washington, D.C., was this is something that hopefully the results will impact generations past us. So I'm really looking forward to it.
As you think of South Dakota and your conversations with the folks on the commission, are there some things or pieces or parts or issues, maybe not so much unique to South Dakota, but in South Dakota that you think may really contribute to what some of the goals and thoughts are?
Yeah, there's some areas in particular. I think we do a lot of things really well here in South Dakota, and that's just a credit to all the law enforcement officers and agencies in our state that really are looking to continually provide a higher level and higher quality of service in South Dakota. And I think that some of that work that we've done has been recognized, which I think is a reflection upon me being asked to serve on this commission. But there's always areas that we want to look to improve upon. When I think about some of the current challenges that we face just right here in the Highway Patrol, recruiting, training, and retaining people is important, and we want to hire the most qualified people. We want to give them the best training possible so that when they go out there and do that job, they can perform it in a manner which best serves the citizens of our state and those that that travel through here. Police officer health, when I was the colonel of the Highway Patrol, I would talk with every employee that left the agency and ask them about how things are going and congratulate them on a great career and ask them what I could do to be a better superintendent of the Highway Patrol. And one thing that constantly came up was, hey, how can we improve the opportunities for officers to maintain a high level of mental health? Because in particular, troopers, we're responding to fatal crashes across South Dakota on average one out of every 3 days. And officers are expected to respond to those sometimes gruesome scenes, deal with the issue that's at the scene, work through the follow-up with the family, and then they go back to their home at night and have to put all that stuff and leave it in their car, so to speak. And that's a lot that we ask people to deal with. And other critical incidents that come up, whether it's, on the Highway Patrol or local law enforcement, whether it be a police officer or a sheriff's deputy, whatever you might have, dealing with those traumatic events and then flipping the switch and going to be in, home with your family and not thinking about it, takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of reflection and making sure that you can handle that. So we want to be better at providing some of those services to our officers so that they know there's help out there. And it's kind of a stigma. Nobody really wants to talk about it, and everybody deals with it a little bit differently. When I've dealt with trauma over the course of my career, I'm sure that I handle it differently than a lot of my friends. And we just want to make sure that we can provide those services and those opportunities for people to best, you know, respond and deal with that. Also, victims of crime. Clearly, you know, victims of crime are why I got into law enforcement, and probably a lot of people got into it. We want to be able to give them every opportunity to get through the system as best possible and make sure that they're provide the opportunities to come out on the backside of being a victim as best possible. So there's just a lot of things that I think probably do tie to South Dakota. I think there's a lot of things that we do really well. But as a whole, across the country, we're looking to take this opportunity to really examine ways that we can improve in those areas and make some recommendations.
Generally, law enforcement's contact with the public, there's usually something stressful, something high tension, something going on, and the people are tense, the troopers get tense. It can be quite a situation that needs to be diffused.
Well, I can tell you, and I'm glad you bring this point up, because, you know, when we hire new troopers, and I know that police chiefs and sheriffs do the same thing, in law enforcement, you're dealing with some of those things every single day, and you're constantly responding to calls for service. You're constantly engaging folks on traffic stops. And it can become somewhat routine for you. But I always remind our officers, you know, when you're having that contact with somebody, it's very likely their very first time that they'd have contact with law enforcement. So it's important, and you're going to leave a very long-lasting impression upon them and help them through that scenario if they are stressed out, if there is something bad going on in their life. You know, take the opportunity in law enforcement to provide them an opportunity to help them through that situation. In addition to sometimes that means taking enforcement action. I've had numerous people reach out to me over my career that have said, thank you for your work of this officer, because if it weren't for that contact, I was on a real, you know, train to nowhere, and it turned my life around, and I appreciate the action that they took and the way that they interacted with me during that contact. I always tell our troopers, hey, be professional, show people respect whether they deserve it or not, because you never know what they're going through, and our folks are real compassionate and take that very seriously, and I'm proud of them.
Here in South Dakota, we're kind of fortunate in that the respect for and the trust of our members of law enforcement is much better here than in other parts of the country. Do you think that unique aspect will play in and work with this commission as well?
Yeah, I think it will, and respect for law enforcement is one of the major components of the commission to take a look at. And I think for the reason that you stated, across the country, there's varying levels of respect. Fortunately, here in South Dakota, for the most part, our officers do receive a high level of respect, and I think that goes two ways. It's because we have good quality people here in South Dakota, for one, and for two, we have a demonstrated history of our officers treating people the right way. There's a lot of different ways to do this job, and I'd like to think that we do it right here in South Dakota a great majority of the time, which I think is reflective upon the respect that we do get from our citizens. So I think there's some things that, some successes, some best practices that we can probably pass on through this commission of the way that we do have that respect of a great majority of the people here in our state. I'm really super excited about this opportunity. It really caught me by surprise when I was asked to be on it, but I truly think it's a reflection of the good work that we've done in South Dakota.
Price says the commission will meet monthly this year, then report its findings to the Attorney General, who will submit a final report to the president. For KGFX Beyond the Mic, I'm Jody Heemstra.